This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Jerry Carl and Beth, Elizabeth Steele versus Jordan Hartman, decided July 15th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Jerry Carl and Beth, Elizabeth Steele, respondents, v. WD 87506, Jordan Hartman, opinion filed, July 15th, 2025, appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Adair County, Missouri Honorable Thomas P. Reddington, Judge Division 3, Edward R. Ardini, Jr., Presiding Judge, Alok Ahuja, Judge and Thomas N. Chapman, Judge Jordan Hartman, Father, appeals the judgment of the Circuit Court of Adair County, Trial Court, awarding grandparent visitation rights to Jerry Steele and Elizabeth Steele, grandparents. Grandparents filed a petition for visitation relating to their granddaughter, child. Child's natural parents are father and mother. Mother died in 2020. Grandparents are mother's parents. Father filed multiple motions to dismiss grandparents' petition, asserting that his wife, stepmother, adopted child, and thus grandparents were no longer child's grandparents, and they lacked standing to seek visitation rights. The trial court denied the two motions. Thereafter, the parties settled the matter and submitted a consent judgment to the trial court, in which the parties agreed that the allegations contained in grandparents' petition were true, and grandparents shall be awarded 8 hours of visitation with child monthly. The trial court signed and entered the consent judgment. Father appeals, asserting grandparents' status as grandparents was terminated by the adoption, and thus they are no longer grandparents eligible for visitation rights. But because father appeals a consent judgment, we find he is not a party aggrieved by the judgment under Section 512, Dodge Ozo 20, RSMO. 1. As a result, there is no statutory authority for his appeal, and it must be dismissed. Factual and procedural background. In September 2021, grandparents initiated this action seeking grandparent visitation. In their amended petition for maternal grandparents' visitation, amended petition, filed on January 26, 2022, the operative petition in this matter, they allege that child is the biological daughter of mother. Mother died in an automobile accident in February 2020. Mother was their daughter, and they are the maternal grandparents of child. They further allege that since the March 2021 settlement of the automobile accident involving mother, they have only been permitted to see child by the paternal grandmother, and only on three occasions, twice in April 2021 and once in June 2021. They asserted that father refused all of grandparents' visitation requests and had done so since April 3, 2021. Grandparents alleged that reasonable grandparent visitation would be in child's one. All statutory references are to the revised statutes of Missouri 2016 unless otherwise noted. Three, best interest, and would not endanger her physical health or impair her emotional development. They prayed to be awarded reasonable visitation with child. In his answer, father denied that grandparents were child's grandparents, based upon the fact that on January 31st, 2022, the juvenile division of the trial court entered its judgment and decree of adoption, thereby terminating the parental rights of mother. He admitted that grandparents previously were the maternal grandparents of child, but asserted that such designation has now been terminated due to the entry of the judgment and decree of adoption. Father also raised as an affirmative defense that grandparents lacked standing to bring their petition because their rights were terminated by the judgment of adoption, and thus the trial court lacked jurisdiction. Father attached to his answer an uncertified copy of an adoption judgment that ordered child shall, for all legal intents and purposes, be the child of father and stepmother as if born to them in lawful wedlock. Father filed two motions to dismiss grandparents' amended petition, both asserting grandparents lacked standing to seek visitation because they were no longer child's grandparents after child was adopted by stepmother. 2. The trial court denied both motions. The matter proceeded to trial in May 2024. At the outset of trial, father renewed his request that the case be dismissed for lack of both jurisdiction and standing, as had been outlined in his second motion to dismiss. The trial court again overruled the motion. After two witnesses testified, Elizabeth Steele and child's counselor, the trial court took a brief recess. When the trial